The Mishnah in Maseches Kedushin Daf Chav Beis tells us that an Eved Knani, you are koine with either Kesef, Shtar, or Chazaka, which means that there are three primary methods of Kenyan that work for the Kenyan of an Eved Knani, which is an Eved that is a Goy, and that is through Kesef, you pay him with money, through Shtar, and through Chazaka. If you show your bailus on the Eved, you ask him to do a maisa of enslavement for you, that's a chazaka, and you're kind of with chazaka. Now the Gemara brings the source for this, and that is that the kinyan of Eved Knani works like the kinyan of Karka, because an Eved Knani is compared to Karka. And therefore, just as by Karka, you're kind of with kesef, shtar, and chazaka, so too, when it comes to the kinyan of Eved Knani, you're koine with kesef, with shtar, and with chazaka. That's a very interesting Gemara, where the Gemara says a chiddush. And the Gemara says that in spite of the fact that, in general, the kinyan of Eved Knani is compared to the kinyan of Karka, however, if you are koine the Eved with Meshicha, it works. Which means, if I tell the, you pull the Eved towards you, that's considered Meshicha, and you're kinda the Eved Knani, in spite of the fact that it's like Karka. Now the question is, normally we assume that Karka is Nikne with Kesef, with Shtar, and with Chazaka. It's not Nikne with Meshicha. So what is the Pshat in this Gemara that assumes that Meshicha as well works when you're kinda an Eved Knani? So there are actually three Mehalchim in the Poskim to explain how this works, how a kinyan Mashiach works in the acquisition of Eved Knani, in spite of the fact that we compare the kinyan of Eved Knani to Karka. So the first mahalach is the mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua, where he says a tremendous chiddush. Says the Pnei Yeshua, who said that you can't be koine Karka with Mashiach? Says the Pnei Yeshua, the only reason why we always assume that Meshicha is a kinyan that's reserved for Metalflin and it's not suitable for Karka is because we don't find it anywhere, but says the Pnei Yeshua, that's because it's simply impossible. You can't pull Karka. But it's not something that's inherently a problem. It's not something that's inherently a deficiency. Avada, technically, there's no reason to say that you can't be kind of Karka with Meshicha. It's just that Meshicha doesn't work for it because you can't be Moshech Karka physically. Zakta Pnei Yeshua, if you have a Hechatimso, if you have a certain mitzias where you are able to acquire Karka via Meshicha, Avada, it would work. And therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, that's the pshat over here, that Kenyan Meshicha works in the acquisition of an Eved Knani. Because even though Eved Knani is compared to Karka, even by Karka, the only reason why we're normally not Moshech into our Rishos is because it's something that's impossible to pull. But if you have an Eved Knani that you could pull, you would, in fact, be koine the Eved Knani via Meshicha. It's Mahalach number one. The big issue with this is, all the Achorinim are Matmi on the Pnei Yeshua, that you seem to have Gemaras that are Mefurish, not like that. For instance, the Gemara is Mevur, that by a Otzitz Hanokov, you can't be koine with Meshicha. Now, a Otzitz Nokov has the status of a Karka. If you have a flower pot, it's, you know, above the ground surface, but there's a hole on the bottom of the flower pot, and therefore the nutrients that it gets, this flower pot, is directly from the karka via this hole. The halacha is that it has the status of karka in spite of the fact that it's not actually physically in the ground. And over there it's mavur that you can't be koine with Meshicha. So you see clearly that it's something that's inherently a problem when it comes to karka. You can't be koine karka with Meshicha. And Mamela, the Achorinim have trouble with this Pnei Yeshua. Why is he assuming that there's no inherent problem with being koine karka via Meshicha? The second Mahalech brought down in the Achorinim, the Evan Ozel brings this down, other Achorinim, the Cheshek Shleima, other Achorinim say this Mahalech, and that is that Avada, there is a Etzem Chasar, there is an inherent deficiency with the kinyan of Meshicha when it comes to Karka. Avada Meshicha is reserved for Metaltlin. Meshicha cannot be a Koine Karka. So what's the pshat in this Gemara that Meshicha works for Eved Knani? Say these Achronim, If you take a look at the Rambam, when the Rambam brings down this halacha, that you could be kain and eved via Mashiach, the Rambam says that the other fellow, the makne, has to say, leich chazeku kni, giving his authority to make the kinyan, and then you're kainet with Mashiach, you pull it towards you, and the eved becomes yours. Why does the Rambam say, leich chazek v'kni? Why doesn't the Rambam say, leich mashiach v'kni? What you're doing is Mashiach, you're not doing chazaka. So why does it say, leich chazek v'kni? So they want to be medayik from the Rambam that the kinyan that's being discussed over here is actually the kinyan of chazaka. And that's why the Rambam defines the lashon of the makne as being leich chazek v'kni, a lashon of chazaka. Says the Rambam, according to the Zechariah, even though the Gemara says that Mashiach works when it comes to Eved Kanani, what the Gemara merely means is that the Maisa of pulling it towards you is a valid Kenyan. Mashiach, Etzloi, when you pull it towards you, that's a Kenyan. But the Kenyan is not Mashiach, the Kenyan is Chazaka. Why? Because when you pull the Eved Kanani towards you, you're demonstrating your bilus on this Eved, and that's a form of a Kenyan Chazaka. Chazaka means to do a Maisa in this Eved that demonstrates your bilus on it. And when you pull the Eved towards you, you demonstrate your bialus, and that's how Chazaka gets off the ground. According to this Shita, when it says in the Gemara that Mashiach works for Eved Kanani, it means Chazaka, it doesn't mean Mashiach. There's a third Mahalach, the Goyin holds, and others, Achorinim, also bring down this Tzad, and that is that we have a Gemara in Baba Kama, that's Mavur, that even though in some respects, an Eved Kanani is like karka, when it comes to other halachas, an Eved Kanani we treat like metaltlin, we don't treat like karka. And the breakdown is that when it comes to dinim d'oraisa, we treat an Eved Kanani like karka. However, when it comes to dinim d'rabbanon, we treat an Eved Kanani like metaltlin, not like karka. Memela, according to this mahalach, when the Gemara over here says that Mashiach works for an Eved Kanani, the pshat is that with respect to dinim d'rabbanon, we treat an Eved Kanani like metaltlin, and the Mashiach that's working over here is only working with respect to dinim d'rabbanon. Because with respect to dinim d'rabbanon, Eved Kanani is like metaltlin, and with metaltlin, Mashiach works. And that's what the Gemara refers to when it says over here that Mashiach works to acquire an Eved Kanani. That's the third malach. Now, the Paiskim point out that there's a very practical nafkamina between these opinions as to what is the pshat over here in the Gemara that says the Mashiach works for an Eved Kanani. And that is that we know that the rule is that Mashiach only works if you're being Moshech, the item that you're acquiring, into your own Rishus, or into a Rishus that you have a Schus in. However, if let's say it's Rishus Chaveroi, if it's in a different person's possession, and a different person's ownership. If let's say you're in your friend's house, Mashiach doesn't work. So too, if you're in Rishus Rabim, it's not yours, Rishus Rabim, you don't have a schos in it, even though you're allowed to walk there, but it's not considered yours, and therefore, Mashiach doesn't work in Rishus Rabim. Masha'enkein, the kinyan of Chazaka works even in Rishus Rabim, even in someone else's Rishus, because Mashiach, Chazaka is the demonstration of Bailus. So since it's a demonstration of bialus, that works wherever it is. Mashenkin Mashiach is a hachnosa into your Rishus. The definition of Mashiach is when you pull it into your Rishus, when you bring it into your Rishus. Mamela, Mashiach doesn't work unless it's birishusoi. The nafkamina would be that if Mashiach over here by Eved Kanani is working midin Mashiach, like the Pnei Yeshua, then it would only work when you're being Mashiach the Eved while it's in your Rishus, when it's in your house. Masha Enkin, if you hold that the way how it's working over here is midin kinyan chazaka, then the kinyan of the Eved Kanani would work even if the kinyan is taking place in someone else's rishos or in the rishos Rabbin. Because since it's a kinyan chazaka, there's no restriction to it being into your own rishos.